Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fabulous episode on the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim. And as promised, because it is January, we are doing another episode where we're talking about my whole business year in review from 2016. Now, I promise I won't get into all the nitty-gritty details, but I do want to talk a lot about kind of how my mindset shifted and how I'm hoping that your year this year in 2017 will be amazing. So for me, as I said, it was an awesome, awesome year. And I can only tell you that the growth that happened this year was probably more than any other year that I've had in my business so far. And I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about what I wanted to achieve and a lot of things that I don't want to have in my life. So I became very, very acutely aware of how I wanted my business to run, who I want to have in my business working with me, how I want my life to live, what I'm going to sacrifice in order to achieve those goals. And that has now progressed into this year, of course, balancing my ever-expanding family and business and actually being busier this year so far than I think I've ever been ever. I just keep piling on more and more projects, which has been amazing and energizing, but we've definitely had to find a way to balance personal family and, of course, spending time with kids and personal time as well, like sleeping, things like that. But as I said, this year was probably the most exciting year for me in my business than any other year. And it was because this year I took some of the biggest leaps I've ever taken in my life and really put myself out there in a way that I hadn't done yet. And I knew I wanted to hit 2016 really hard. I promised myself at the very beginning of the year that I wasn't going to put any more money into investing into online programs or any big conferences that were happening and any equipment, because I had done that already. I'd already purchased, you know, I've gotten the book out. I purchased my microscope. I'd put so much money into my websites and making new websites and also investing into the podcast itself that I really wanted to just focus on just running the business and generating revenue and seeing what I could do there. But of course, by March, I blew that completely out of the water and spent a ton of money on investing into not one, but three business coaches. But it turns out that that was probably one of the best investments I could have made ever, because the knowledge that I gained from them, working with them for the past 3 months, and I'm still working with James Wedmore now, has been phenomenal in the way that it really took a lot of the fear and it took a lot of the hesitation for me to move forward in things that I wanted to do in my business. And I mean, if you've listened to any of the podcasts where I've spoken to successful people and I ask what they're doing, almost all of them will say, well, I hired a business coach or I hired somebody who knew what they were doing to help me and show me what to do. And it was something that I definitely noticed was a huge impact for me. I wanted to hire someone that was successful in a field that I'm working in. I wanted to hire someone that had done programs in their office or had created online programs and show me exactly what it is that I need to do. And the best part is because they've done it already, because they've already made the mistakes and done the trial and error, it helped me get where I needed to go in a fraction of the time it would have taken me to do it on my own. And I thoroughly believe that aligning yourself with these people and just thinking about the sheer savings in time and thought process and potential failures and having to redo it again and all that trial and error is so much more valuable to you and your business than the initial investment. And this year, so again, 2016, I really wanted to start leading the pack instead of engaging in conversations around best business practices or, you know, when fees come up or business expenses go up, you know, talking about how are you going to pay for things and all the stress that can come with that. And I really wanted to not just talk to people or put my two cents into the conversation. I really wanted to be a solution. And pretty much since I graduated for the past 3-4 years, I've really kind of sat back and started watching the dialogue happen. I started collecting information on where we as a naturopathic community needed support and guidance. And it was because of working with these coaches, it got me really excited and got my fingers working to create my baby, the Maximize Your Clinic course. And I don't know about you guys, but this summer for me, at least in my office, was probably the quietest summer I had ever experienced. And I had days literally where there was only one patient booked in and it was a $40 visit, which is a far cry from what I'm used to in my practice where I have at least 8 to 10 patients per day and I make a minimum of $500 per shift. So this was quite eye-opening and humbling for me, and I had to work through a lot of negative self-talk, and I had to work through a little bit of that void in my practice, something, again, I hadn't experienced to this extent in all my years of being in business. And I would come home some nights and just say to my husband, you know, I'm getting really worried. And he'd say, well, maybe you should think about selling the practice if you think that this is where it's going to go. And I would always retort like, no, I know that this is how business sometimes runs. But it was really starting to kind of throw me off my game. And it was really starting to expose some of the cracks that I thought I had filled within myself as an entrepreneur. And it was the negative self-talk that really started to get me down, and I tried to fight against it as much as I could. You know, am I a bad naturopath, or have I done something to a patient and now there's rumors spreading that nobody should come and see me, or is there something that I'm putting out there that's repelling patients from booking in with me? And, you know, we all have been there, and for those that are starting their business maybe this year, it's not easy in the beginning, and especially when patients aren't in your office and you have a lot of time to just sit and think, it can allow for a lot of that negative talk to start coming into your head. But we know, like all small businesses, especially in the healthcare industry, there's always going to be ebbs and flows, and it could be ebbs and flows in patient visits. It could be ebbs and flows in revenue that's coming in. You know, it all just kind of depends on the energy and the environment and where people are within their own personal selves and with their own lives. And we'll never always know, you know, why this patient didn't call back when they said they were supposed to. Or if a new patient doesn't rebook that visit and you don't hear from them, you immediately put that on yourself. And that is something I so strongly recommend anybody who's listening, is you just don't know what those people are going through. It's been amazing. I've really tried to take my ego out of the entire idea of practicing naturopathic medicine and being very comforted in the fact that the people that need me will come in. And when those patients don't return, I also just think, you know, I've done that before to my, you know, practitioners, massage therapy or a chiropractor, where I'll say, oh yeah, I think I'll book in, and I never do because I felt fantastic after that first visit, or something else got in the way. Financial strains happen all the time, and people just don't necessarily have the investment to spend in you, in your practice, as often as you would like. And these are all the things that have nothing to do with you, and it can't be something that you put on yourself or think you are doing something wrong. So long as you are always grounded, and you always know that you are honoring every single patient that walks into your office with the best of you you possibly can deliver, being as transparent as possible, being as honest with them as possible. That's really the only thing that you should be asking of yourself. So knowing that that is how I practice and experiencing this lull in patient visits, especially in my biggest practice, really kind of got to me. But again, I always know that the universe is kind of looking out for me in some way. And every time, I can tell you almost every single time that I thought about quitting this profession, I will look at my phone and check my email and a new patient will book in, or I'll show up at the office and there's a message on the machine of a patient, a new patient that wants to book in not only her, but her kids as well. And I always find that the universe will give me signs that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing for a reason. And so, as I said, during the summer, it was so slow, but I knew that I wanted to create that Maximize Your Clinic course. And that ebb, I can say, in the summer allowed me the space to write all the video scripts and to record the videos and to record this podcast and to think about programs that I wanted to create in my office. The most important thing it did and that I took advantage of was that it gave me time to complete the bridges in my business that I didn't have yet completed. So in case you haven't read my article, I write for the NDNR and for the NDDC, and I wrote an article on the importance of finishing bridges. And we as entrepreneurs are very, very good with regards to creative thinking. We have a ton of wonderful ideas that are flowing through our head on a daily, if not hourly basis, and wonderful projects that we want to start, wonderful goals that we want to achieve. But the problem is that most of us don't finish any of them. So we're left with all of these unfinished bridges and wonder why we feel so unaccomplished in our business. And the problem is that I see people doing this all the time, is they keep chasing a new tail, thinking that that's going to be what's going to change my business. If I start a podcast and I'm going to, you know, do a podcast every single week, and then after 3 months, you kind of taper out because it really wasn't where your heart was, but you've heard such great success stories of people that have a podcast. Same thing with a blog. You know, oh yeah, all these people are getting so many leads to their websites, and it's because they're blogging every single day, and I should be doing that. And because you don't, you feel, well, I must be missing out. So again, we start a blog, but that's not really where your heart belongs. So what that leaves us with is a ton of these unfinished bridges. And these bridges are taking us from where we want to be, or sorry, they're taking us from where we are to where we want to be. So what I strongly wanted to do last year, so in 2016 again, was I really wanted to complete all these bridges. And I promise you that as soon as you do that, as soon as you start a project and complete it, you actually immediately get the sense that you're going somewhere, that you're getting somewhere in your business, that you're taking command of your business. And it really does light a fuel under your feet that will change your belief that anything you want to create is absolutely possible. Your potential in believing in yourself and what you can do in practice also grows, and your belief that you can be successful in practice and that success is attainable comes almost immediately with that flood of, again, that feeling of accomplishment. So just take a moment and think of how many of those bridges you currently have left to complete in your practice. How many bridges have you started in your practice? And some of them you just need to blow up and just move on. Some of them you do need to complete in order to take that step forward with your business. So for me, that was something that I really wanted to do last year, is I wanted to stop waiting for quote unquote the right time to get something going and actually just do it. And I really wanted to stop getting in my own way. And so my biggest accomplishment was this year, encompassing everything that I did, was just letting go of the worry, letting go of the negative self-talk, and being absolutely fearless with my business. And even just saying that term fearless, just again, it makes me so fired up and excited and proud. And it gives you that sense of strength that you will just bust through all the crap that could come in your way, and you're just going to keep heading towards that goal that you want. So I created programs both online and in my practice, and I launched them even before they were 100% completed, before they were quote unquote perfect, because perfectionism is always going to be something that will get in your way. And I strongly encourage you to stop worrying about perfect, because it never will be perfect. No program, nothing, no system that you create, no matter how your business is running today, is not going to be how it's going to be running a month from now, 2 months from now, a year from now, because you're constantly adapting, you're making it better, you're taking things away, you're adding things. And so that was another thing that I knew I had to do, is I had to invite people to speak their minds and let me know that what I was creating and how I was running things was working for them, what they liked, what they didn't like. And I did that through a lot of surveys and questioning and asking patients in person, you know, how do you like this? How could I make it better? And really just allowing that space for people to be as open and honest with me and accepting it as constructive criticism, not, again, a beat to the face that I'm doing something wrong or I'm not good at this or things like that. So doing that and having that mindset for the past 12 months really made me a much more grounded, a more organized naturopath, a stronger entrepreneur. And now for 2017, I have my launches mapped out. So I know when they're going to happen. I really do feel like it's allowed me to develop a better structure towards running my business. And I feel like things are running a little bit more smoothly every single time. And so even despite the drop in the patient visits that I had over the summer, because I took these major leaps of faith in myself and knew that what I was creating and launching to the world came from a place of wanting to serve. It came from a place of wanting to help. It was not about how much money could I make or what kind of revenue I need to be making in order to feel better about myself. I completely do my business and leave the ego at the door. I never approach anything with a goal that I have to achieve, even if it makes an impact for one person, then that was the person that I was meant to make an impact for. And the best part about it was, despite having the drop in patient visits, I still was able to achieve the same level of revenue as 2015, but I actually netted over $10,000 more than I have in any other year. And that was because I was being creative and coming up with new strategic ways to get my message out there to people in maybe a non-conventional, you know, sitting one-on-one across from somebody sort of way. So to those who are listening to this podcast, I want you to really take a few minutes and think about some of the bridges that you need to complete. And of course, what's holding you back from doing that? And what's preventing you from making this year, 2017, the best year yet for your business? Because I can promise you the big answer there is that it's you. And I had this really wonderful email come into my inbox this week, and I wanted to take a moment and thank the person who wrote that to me, because I thought it really did make my day. And I think her words speak volumes as to what a lot of us are going through in our practice. And so I really want to take a moment and thank this wonderful naturopathic Dr. Caitlin, who wrote in and said this: "I just want to send you an email to thank you for your podcast on entrepreneur's guilt." Now, for those who haven't heard that podcast, it's podcast 26. You can go to my website. It's maximizedbusiness.ca/26, and you can listen to the whole podcast there. So Caitlin says, "I am a year out of school and I'm starting my own business. And to be honest, I really love learning how to run my own business, do my own accounting and set up my own systems, even figuring out how to run Google Ads and SEO. Although it is occasionally frustrating, and of course, I'm not as tech savvy as you. I was an employee for the last year and learned that it's not for me at all. So the past week or so, I've been really struggling with the guilt and the fear. My schedule for January is very low. I can't pay my own bills, and it's made me think of getting a part-time job at a clinic just to pay the bills. I can feel it energetically pulling me for my business, and I know it contributes to the barren schedule, and I need to think hard if it's really worth it. Your words and advice were so helpful to me to refocus, figure out where the guilt is really coming from, and take a breath. Every day I'm living this entrepreneur life, I am challenged. I am forced to look inside myself and examine my own personal roadblocks. I know I will be successful. It's the lack of certainty that is making me scared. I really appreciate you and what you're doing to help our profession. Thank you for the reminder to look forward and trust that success is only a millimeter away. And Caitlin, I think you summed up just perfectly in those few sentences how so many of us are feeling, whether you're just starting your practice for the first time, whether you've been in business for 5 years. I started in 2011. So this is now my sixth year in business, and we still have all these things. And I just loved this email because it was so raw, and she did that inner work, and she figured out where the feeling of animosity was coming from and where those feelings of worry were coming from. And, you know, she's still going for it. And I think that's phenomenal. So I hope everybody takes those words that Caitlin wrote and kind of reflect on them yourself and see if any of that resonates with you. And of course, you know that if you do have any doubts and you don't know where to start, I am always here. So a big thing that I also wanted to do in 2016 was establish myself as a mentor and a business coach for anybody who wants to pick my brain or get the help, whether it's with the tech stuff or whether it's with creating programs. And I do have some webinars recorded on my YouTube channel that you can watch and rewatch. I won't be taking them down. The Maximize Your Clinic course is going to be reopening again in February of 2017. And I really wanted to create a much stronger community around the course than I did last year. So that's going to be a really big advantage for anybody who joins again. You're going to get a lot more support from me and, of course, the other members of the group. To help everybody else as well, I'm also going to be launching a 5-day lead magnet challenge early in February. So be on the lookout for that sign up if that was something that you wanted to do. And my core promise is that with creating your lead magnet, not only is it just 5 days of learning how to do it, I'm actually going to tell you the exact steps you need to do in order to book at least one patient in 5 days. So that's my core promise. If you are on my newsletter list, you will get notified immediately as soon as that challenge is about to start. If you're not on the list and you want to get that notification, again, go to the maximizebusiness.ca website and join the newsletter list in the resources page there. Of course, I love to offer that free 30-minute strategy session for anybody who wants just a little bit of support. And of course, I will always do one-on-one coaching with you. But for the most part, guys, this is your year. It's January. You have nothing but months and months and months of beautiful time where you can start taking advantage of some of those bridges that you want to complete. I am here every step of the way. Join the newsletter list so that you can join the challenge that we have coming up in February. And if the course really resonates with you, it's all about how to set up your business, how to create the systems, how to conduct your appointments with your new patients and current patients. And there's a bonus module that comes out that's all about how to convert more audience members into new patients with your seminars or webinars or whatever it is that you're doing. So I hope nothing but the best for you guys this year. If you have a beautiful statement like Caitlin did to send in to me, please do. I love to hear from you. Always leave reviews on iTunes. And other than that, guys, I'm out. Be strong, be fearless, and I look forward to hearing about what you accomplished this year. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out.
You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.